Good morning, everyone. You may recall that back during the presidential campaign in 2008, President Obama and the Democrats campaigned pretty vigorously against this catchy phrase from the Republicans, here stated by Sarah Palin.
Drill, baby, drill.
But here's the president yesterday at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland.
We're announcing the expansion of offshore oil and gas exploration, but in ways that balance the need to harness domestic energy resources and the need to protect America's natural resources.
The expansion includes oil and gas drilling off the Atlantic coast, Delaware, all the way down to Florida. There will be some openings in the Gulf of Mexico and along the north coast of Alaska. Is this a change of heart? And for the next segment, we're going to explore whether it's possible to protect America's natural resources and develop what the president described as an energy security policy by increasing offshore drilling around territories in the United States. Joining us to talk about this are two people with very different perspectives, Lisa Marganelli, director of the Energy Policy Initiative at the New America Foundation and author of Oil on the Brain, joins us from Washington. Good morning once again, Lisa.
Good morning.
And we welcome Frances Coleman back to the program. We talked to her just a moment ago. She's editorial page editor for the Mobile, Alabama Press Register, and we're speaking to her from Mobile. Frances, you're going to write about this subject today, right, in your paper?
That's right. We have given it a day or so to kind of percolate, and then we'll take a look at it today for tomorrow.
And did you endorse President Obama during the campaign?
No, this is a big old red state down here.
That's certainly the case. So what do you think, if you can give me a preview of what the paper might say about this policy?
I think we'll say that it's reasonable, it's logical, it makes sense. Where there's oil, we need to go for it. We have the technology to make it a safe and relatively, it'll never be 100%, you know, clean, 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 but we can make it reasonably safe, and we should go for it.
And so you're going to support it?
Yes.
Now, certainly the president is betting that politically there are votes to be gained here by developing jobs in areas like Mobile, Alabama. Do you think he's onto something?
I think he's right. I don't know that there are a whole lot of votes to be gained
right.
for President Obama.
Well, let's talk about this issue of national security. The photo op yesterday, I don't know if you saw it. You can actually find it online. The president there at Andrews Air Force Base, Pentagon mm-hmm. brass in the front seat. Lisa Marganelli, the idea of opening the coastal areas to oil and gas drilling as a feature of an energy security policy, some sort of energy independence and security policy, does that make sense to you?
Well, in the short term, it makes a lot of sense if he manages to make some political hay with it and get us either a really strong energy policy that reduces greenhouse gases or a greenhouse gas initiative. In the longer term, two things come up. One thing is President Obama announced that he was cutting the cuts from improved fuel economy standards for cars, we're going to save 1.8 billion barrels of oil. That's actually more than the proven reserves off the whole East Coast. Probably that would also include the space that they opened up in Alaska. So you can see that actually you'd be saving a lot more from an energy security perspective just by raising fuel economy standards or lowering the speed limit or retiming all the traffic lights.
So security is much more associated with conservation policies than it is with an exploration policy.
To some extent, because we just don't know what's out there.
What about the idea, and did you hear the entire speech of the president there at Andrews Air Force Base?
I went through and read it afterwards.
Right. Well, he talked about nuclear, he talked mm-hmm. about renewables, and he talked about all of this working together in some sort of broad energy independence policy and saying that the Pentagon right there is actually a leader in developing biofuels for fighter jets. This was news to me.
You know, if you go to any military things recently, they sound like a bunch of crunchy hippies. The military
wow.
has gone extremely green, in their talk. I don't know. I mean, they're actually the U.S. military is the largest consumer of fossil fuels in the world. They buy an enormous amount of oil right off the spot market. So they're basically what they are is incredibly vulnerable.
the Navy and the Air Force have begun big biofuels and synthetic fuels projects, and they have a lot of different fuel projects, as they should. I mean, they are in the position to really kind of make markets and drive the application of new technologies.
And you describe them, I'm quoting you correctly, as crunchy hippies?
Yeah, they sound like crunchy hippies.
All right, hold on for a second. Francis Coleman, editorial page editor for the Mobile Press Register down there in Mobile, Alabama. You know, we often saw President Bush trying to project his security credential in talking about foreign policy during his administration. What do you make of the president trying to project his tough sort of Pentagon security by hanging out with these crunchy hippies at the Pentagon?
Hanging out with the crunchy hippies. I was impressed.
Really?
Excuse me, I'm all choked up at the thought. But it was good to see, and it, I think, is a sign of him, you know, maturing as president and coming to embrace some realities about our energy needs. We know that we also need clean forms of energy. We in Alabama, up in the Tennessee Valley, have a nuclear power plant. So we're all about energy production in a variety of ways.
And, of course, there are probably lots of people who will say that there are health issues associated with the reliance on the chemical and oil industry there in Louisiana and Alabama. What do you say to them?
And certainly, there, you know, Alabama has a much, I guess, relative to Louisiana, much more pristine, shall we say, petroleum industry. It's much cleaner. It's much newer. Louisiana has a lot of the refining plants that are, shall we say, not nearly as attractive,
right.
But it can be done in a way that's compatible with human life.
And right from the beach, Francis Coleman can see off the coast there of Mobile, Alabama, all sorts of oil drilling platforms there. Francis Coleman, we're going to let you work on your editorial, okay?
Okay.
Francis Coleman is editorial page editor for the Mobile Press Register, talking about the president's energy policy. Lisa Marganelli, before we go, is there a such thing as energy independence before we go?
Oh, I don't think so.
And nothing about this drilling policy and exploration is going to make that true?
No, unless we get a really great greenhouse policy, greenhouse gas policy, and 20 years from now we end up having re-engineered our whole economy,
All right. Which
is what we can hope for.
All right, Lisa Marganelli, director of the Energy Policy Initiative at the New America Foundation, author of Oil on the Brain. Thanks so much, Lisa.